You're such a good boy. Always such a good fucking boy for me. But even a good boy loses control from time to time. Even a good boy lets his libido get the best of him, even when he doesn't intend for it to. Every time we're together, you take such good care of me. And I appreciate that. Truly. But tonight, tonight I want to take care of you. Swiftly. Handily. Decisively. As strange as it may sound, my dear, I want you to come prematurely. I know. Goes against everything you've been taught. Everything you've been led to believe. But tonight is the night where your beliefs change and your paradigm shifts. Just as long as you relax and settle under my control. I know how you like to be in control. It comes naturally to you. Every man likes to think he's the ringmaster, manipulating the flow of events in the bedroom to a spectacular and satisfying conclusion for all. But tonight, I'm the ringmaster. And you are the lion. You're wild, my darling. You can't be tamed. No matter how hard you try to tame yourself, those instincts can never truly be wrangled. They can only be harnessed, only be manipulated according to my desires and my whim. And tonight, my whim is to watch you lose it. You think you can resist me? You think that the sex act is going to conclude on your terms? When you say, you've got another thing coming. Literally. There's something about you. Something about all men when they're fucking. Something normal and natural that I can turn against you at a moment's notice. You think I don't notice that you want to come the second you get your pants off. From foreplay to finale, it's all one big act, an act of self-control, self-restraint, calculating baseball stats, doing equations, thinking of your grandmother. It's all so ridiculous, so unnatural. This, what we're sharing here right now, is all about natural pleasure, natural orgasm, natural ejaculation. Natural ejaculation is instant ejaculation. Biology has no time to fuck around. It wants you to come the moment you're aroused. Because the quicker you come, the quicker you can recover. And the quicker you can recover, the more women you can impregnate in a day. Primitive, yes. But the reptilian brain always is, and forever will be. That's why that reptilian brain is so interested in what I'm saying now. Habits wrapped and undivided attention because it knows that every word I say is true. My logic has no flaws. My reasoning cannot be trifled with. You know that premature ejaculation is the way. And that's what you're going to do for me. You're going to put aside all your programming. You're going to reject everything you've been taught. But, because I'm not heartless, I'm going to give you a little help. I'm going to talk you into forgetting everything you know. Strip it all away so that you have no choice. In the end, you won't have to decide to ejaculate prematurely. It will simply be done for you. Close your eyes, my darling. Let the sound of my voice caress you, carry you into a place of infinite bliss and bone-deep relaxation, settling, melting, drooling, dripping, as thoughts leak away. No energy in your muscles. No tension in your mind. Puddle of goo. Warm and thick and soft. Perfect for me to play with. It all lets go, flows away so easily, downstream. My voice does something to your head, something you can't calculate. As my words penetrate, scramble your gray matter like so many eggs. Your huevos, balls, are growing heavy. Between your thighs, I love the way you thicken. The way you rise to the occasion with little provocation. It is, I see, the evidence that I am powerful. You couldn't hope to resist me. Couldn't. Wouldn't. You wouldn't even try. This, my sweet darling, is how nature is designed. For woman to extract the man's seed. All your life all your energy. The control that you lack is surrendered to me the moment you come. And that moment draws closer and closer every passing second. Feel your flesh thicken up as my voice drips lust into you. Seduction, power, it's all mine. That's what causes your body to sway, your feet to feel ungrounded, uneasy. Have you ever seen a pinwheel whipping in the breeze? At first, it's beautiful. A gentle wind causing it to spin and blur, blur and spin, color and light and glitter, melting into one like a solid circle. It twists round, but what happens when the wind whips up? Fragile little flower, tender little pinwheel gets torn apart, ripped to shreds. Your mind is flying in all directions like the spindles of a pinwheel. It's been blown apart. Rich men, depraved men, subsist on diets of caviar and cocaine. That's why they feel so good. That's why they're always so high, high on life, and you identify with them. I put you on high. And you don't have to take anything. All you have to do is open your mind, open your ears, or have them opened for you, and take in everything, everything that I am giving you. I want to give you more. I want to overload you. I want to give you so much. You can't possibly contain it all. The way I feel you pushes at your seams, makes you fit to burst, makes you feel full in a way that lets you know that overflow is inevitable. The flying apart in the whipping wind, the spilling forth of your seed, like a dandelion, also in the wind, seeds scattered, pods burst, just white seed caught on the air and flying everywhere. Because at the end of the day, that's what you're for. You exist to surrender seed. And it is my pleasure to take it. When and how, I say, this construct of lasting, this construct of marathon sexuality is artificial. The only thing that's real is the power that I hold over you. The power to seduce your body with my words, my touch, my intention. If not for your brain's pesky interference, You could ejaculate instantly. You could live to appreciate the freedom of surrendering to feminine power. Everything is enough. It's more than enough. The sound of a soft, sexy female voice. A whiff of pussy. The sight of titty and a hard nipple. It's only your ego that makes you think you can resist these things. It's only your social programming that makes you think that you have to. There's nothing more natural than being overcome by the female. Like a lioness chasing a gazelle in the wild, I overtake you. You may resist, you may even showboat, but in the end, I always get my prey. Nothing gives me more pleasure than seeing you gone, seeing you undone, destroyed at the very hint of my power. I don't have to fellate you with my mouth. I don't have to accept your hard, desperate dick into my hot, silky, soft snatch. All I have to do is exist, and just like that, you're blown apart. It feels good, doesn't it, to admit what you are? A slave to woman. A whore for pussy. A walking life support system for very demanding dick. All around the clock, your arousal builds in your balls, causing them to thicken and swell. Even before the visual evidence is clear, I know that I have you. I know that you're already finished. So finish, slave. Concentrate, concentrate on the sensations. The warm tingles, the sharp pleasure in your loins right now. All you want to do is let go. Just fucking come. Just fucking come. The way you were meant to. So good. That hot rush of cream and sex and satisfaction. Even better. Brain gets so quiet. The harder your dick gets, the hotter the cum becomes, the more the pressure builds and builds and builds, and your brain shuts up.
Shh. mean?
Just fucking resistance is futile. Hedonism is natural. So come for me. Come for me. Just relax. I want you to. Almost as bad as you need to come. Almost as much as you need to give in to what you are. You never thought it would feel this good. The pleasure, the ache, it hurts so fucking good. Knowing that you're this close, that you're always this close for me. And that you could go right over the edge any second. All you have to do is relax, relax, relax. I want you to. I want you to come. I want you to come at a moment's notice. Just let go. Push out all that pretty cum. Let me have it. Let me see it. Let me see what I do to you. Take a deep breath. Let nature take its course. Let your body do what it'll do. I am the ringmaster. Sex is wild. And I am the king of the jungle. Lion has been demaged. He's been stripped, overtaken by the lioness. And now I want you to come. Going to come and bask in the puddle of your heart. Creamy defeat. Don't resist it. Just let go and relax, babe. I want you to.